Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the radio broadcast of Independence Baptist Church. For those that might have missed last week's message, we're talking in the month of October about the freeness of salvation. Now, last week, the verses we used were in Romans chapter 3, verses 23 through 24, and there we find him talking about all having sinned and about being justified freely by his grace. We also read out of Revelation chapter 22, verse 17, and the latter part of that verse states, "Let him that is athirst come, and whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely." Now this week, one of the passages we'll be talking about is in Mark chapter 1, verses 14 through 15, and we're going to be dealing with this idea that it is the duty of all to accept the blessings of salvation with a penitent and obedient faith. And so we're going to go ahead and turn the messages over to Brother Wayne.
Last Sunday morning, we preached concerning the freeness of salvation, that Jesus Christ has paid it all, and that salvation is free to us. Salvation is a gift that God simply gives to us who don't deserve it, but Christ loves us, therefore he gives us this wonderful gift of salvation. It is the immediate duty, however, of all to accept the gift that Christ so eloquently gives to all. In the book of Mark, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15, the Bible says, "Now after that John was put in prison, Jesus came into Galilee, preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God, and saying, 'The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye, and believe the gospel.'" Jesus Christ came preaching the gospel and declaring that sinners must repent and believe the news of salvation through him. Salvation is through the Lord Jesus Christ. There is no salvation any other way. The Bible states in the book of Acts chapter 4 and verse 12 that there is no other name given among men whereby men can be saved. The Bible quotes this, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." In the book of Acts, chapter 15, we find in verse 1, "And certain men which came down from Judea taught the brethren and said, 'Except ye be circumcised after the manner of Moses, ye cannot be saved.'" Now here, these are some men. They're adding to the plan of salvation. They're adding a good thing, you might say, but they're really not. The Bible says they're attempting to add to salvation the circumcision of Moses. In other words, these people are saying that if you are not circumcised like Moses was circumcised, then you cannot be saved. That's exactly what they were saying. Men today might add a lot of things to the gospel message, but all of those things are null and void. You see, Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ alone is the one that saves us. It's not anything that we might do. Its salvation is absolutely and totally free to us. But salvation has cost Jesus Christ his life. He has given his life for all who would come unto him and just trust him. The Bible states in the book of Isaiah 55 and verse 1, "Ho, every one that thirsteth, come ye to the waters." And the Bible makes this very clear that salvation is what God and God alone gives. You know why he does that? He does that because there's none good. No, not one. The Bible states in the book of Romans chapter 3 and verse 10. The Bible said in Romans chapter 3 and verse 23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus." I'm thankful to know that my salvation does not require me to do anything except believe in Jesus Christ. I'm just trusting in Jesus Christ, and that's all. The answer to the question that came up in Acts chapter 15 in verse 1 is given by James in the book of Acts chapter 15 verses 13 down through verse 20. And James concluded after much discussion that there was no need for anyone to do anything at all, that salvation is only a gift of God. The Bible records in the book of Acts chapter 15 and verse 20 the words of James. And he said, "But that we write unto them that they abstain from pollution of idols and from fornication and from things strangled and from blood." This is the only requirement that the church at Jerusalem gave in that day. There was nothing said about circumcision after the manner of Moses that the people could be saved. Now, somebody would say, "Well, preacher, were you not baptized?" Oh, I was. But you see, I was baptized after I was saved, not before. Somebody else would say, "Well, preacher, don't you think that it's a good thing to join the church?" Oh, yes, I do. I consider that a very good thing to join a church, because a church is an assembly that God has organized, that He has called out, and that He has put His name there. And so it's a good thing to be associated with a church. That's an excellent thing. But a person can be saved and never be baptized, because I was saved before I was baptized. Baptism is simply an act that a person does to prove to the world, to show to the world, that they are a believer in Christ and that they're not trusting anything else. I became a member of a church not to be saved, but I became a member of a church simply to prove to the world that I am a believer in Christ. The reason that I live for the Lord today is not in order to be saved, no, but I'm living for the Lord because I want to. This is the whole purpose of my existence, is that I want to do things that will be pleasing to the God that I serve. I'm pastor of Independence Baptist Church not because that I'm trying to be saved, but I'm already saved, you see. I'm already a believer in Christ. Therefore, I do those things that God wants me to do. That's what the Bible states. In the book of Romans chapter 1 and verse 15 through 17, Paul was willing to preach the gospel at Rome because he was a debtor to all people. Now, the Bible states here that the Apostle Paul was totally different after he was saved, because when he was saved, the Apostle Paul was on his way to put people in prison for preaching the very gospel that he now is going to declare. The Bible said, "So as much as in me is, I am ready." Paul said this, "I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to every one that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith." And so, Paul, here in Romans chapter 1, verse 15 through verse 17, he said, "I am willing, I am ready to preach the gospel wherever that God leads me to take it. I am ready to do it." We ought to always be ready to do those things that God wants us to do. In the book of Romans chapter 3 and verse 21 through verse 23, the Bible explains here that there's no righteousness in keeping the law. But true righteousness, real, lasting, true righteousness, comes by trusting, by believing in, not our righteousness, but it comes by trusting the righteousness of Christ, and that righteousness is imputed to believers. It is the work of the Holy Spirit of God. It is the work that only Jesus Christ can perform. Notice what the Bible states in the book of Romans chapter 3 and verse 21 through verse 23. But now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested. That is revealed. It is being witnessed by the law and the prophets. Even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ, unto all and upon all them that believe, for there is no difference. And then the Bible states in verse 23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. You know, it's only by the grace of Almighty God that He has touched us. I'm thankful that God has, by His own grace, by His own mercy, by His own self, has given me salvation. I think it's good to live a life that's pleasing unto the Lord Almighty. You know, God sees everything that we do. God knows all that we do. And it is imperative that we do what God has told us to do. And this is exactly what the Apostle Paul is doing. But there's a mystery in Christ coming to die for mankind. But this mystery is now revealed unto us through the preaching of the gospel, so that all could repent and be saved. The Bible explains this in the book of Romans chapter 16 and verse 25 through verse 27, where it states, now to him that is of power to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery, which was kept secret since the world began, but now is made manifest, and by the scriptures of the prophets, according to the commandment of the everlasting God, made known to all nations for the obedience of faith. To God only wise be glory through Jesus Christ forever. Amen. Think about salvation and how that it comes. If you're today are lost and you need Jesus Christ, let me tell you, you don't need to go to church. Jesus Christ, when He saves you, He will cause you to go to church. And you'll go to church for the right reason. The same thing is true of baptism. You don't need to be baptized in order to be saved. But whenever Jesus Christ redeems your everlasting soul, you want to be baptized. You want to show the world what's happened to you on the inside. The same thing is true of church attendance. After you're saved by the grace of Almighty God, you want to do what God wants you to do in church attendance. I know there's been people in my ministry that has told me to my face that they're saved, but they will never come to church. Why is that? Well, they had all kinds of good reasons they gave me. But I tell you what, the reasons that they give must hold up before an almighty and a holy God. People can declare to me anything that they want to declare, but before God, it is a different matter. Because God is our maker. God is our judge. And we are accountable unto God and to God alone. Our prayers are for you, that you might see your need of Jesus Christ and know this, that Jesus Christ is well able to save your unworthy soul.
We hope the message has been a blessing to each and every one listening. And if you have any additional questions, I'd encourage you to log into our website and review some of the books, articles, and audio sermons that are available. That website address is independencebaptist.org. So again, that's independencebaptist.org. We'd also encourage you to stop by and join us for services. We're located at 124 South Main Street in Forestdale, Missouri. Our services will be starting at 10 a.m. this morning for Sunday school, 11 a.m. worship services, and then Sunday afternoon services will be starting at 3:45 with a prayer meeting. Well, once again, our time for the day is up. We want to thank you for listening and ask that you be sure and tune in again next Sunday at 8 a.m. for another message on the freeness of salvation.